You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
An event to raise awareness and funding to support homeless New Zealanders, 14 Hours Homeless, will begin this evening. Participants will be sleeping out in the streets of cities around New Zealand. A senior policy analyst at the Salvation Army's Social Policy and Parliamentary Unit, Alan Johnson, spoke with me on the matter. He started by explaining the homelessness crisis in New Zealand.
Basically, what we're finding increasingly is that levels of outright homelessness, that is people living in cars, people living on the streets, is increasing to a level that I think is unprecedented in almost living memory. That's almost two generations. We've not seen this level of homelessness that we're seeing on our streets and in our car parks across Auckland and increasingly elsewhere in New Zealand. The underlying cause is effectively that we've had a government that really has paid little regard to whether or not there's adequate housing for people. It's more or less said that that is the responsibility of the market, and that left to its own devices, the market sooner or later will provide sufficient housing for people. And we're seeing literally that doesn't, with what we're seeing on the streets and the car parks across this country.
So in line with our discussion on the 14 Hours Homeless Challenge, I was just wondering what kind of effect you're expecting these kinds of events to have on the state of homelessness.
Look, I think it's those sorts of things are about the experience people get, and by doing, you know, by basically sleeping rough and experiencing the everyday life of someone who is homeless permanently. We've done these things before, and last year there was a big series of events called Park Up for Homes, which was similar. A couple of thousand people were involved in that. And what you find is that it becomes a whole lot more personal when you start to understand what someone else's life is like. So when you see someone in the streets, and if you've experienced sleeping rough yourself, I think you can have more empathy for them. But certainly we think that part of the response we need to make as New Zealanders is to understand that response has to be a personal one, both in terms of, you know, contributing money to causes like the Salvation Army, but certainly also in understanding that this isn't just statistics. This isn't just about someone on the street. This is about, you know, the people's lived lives that are diminished by what they're experiencing.
From the political policies standpoint, what policies are in place at the minute that are benefiting the state of homelessness in New Zealand?
There's very little that's improving the state of homelessness in New Zealand. Certainly the government has accepted that it does have a problem and is committing $1 million a week now to emergency housing. From what we can see, that's really just a band-aid, in a sense that the demand for those emergency housing places isn't abating and possibly is getting worse. So basically the government's buying up motels and renting out as many premises as it can to provide emergency housing. The Salvation Army is involved with those programs, but it's still not enough. And the reason it's not enough is because we're not building housing that people can afford, modest, you know, affordable housing for people on low incomes. And while we continue to ignore that issue, the problems to do with people literally being homeless will continue and possibly get worse.
And are there any political parties that you believe have good ideas to fix the state of housing?
Look, I think certainly the parties that were in opposition previously had shown a commitment to doing something about the supply of housing. Certainly, for example, the Labor Party had committed to building 1,000 state houses a year if they became the sort of the government. We think that's probably about half of what's needed in the long term. So while some of the parties have acknowledged that there's a big problem and have committed to doing something about it, the reality is that even that level of commitment, we believe, is inadequate. But certainly the opposition parties in the previous electoral term were showed some interest in addressing these issues.
So that's all my questions, but did you have any further comments you wanted to make?
Look, I just think it's important that listeners understand that, if we can't as a society ensure that everyone has an adequate housing, then we are diminished by that, and that ultimately our society goes into a sort of a decline that allows worse and worse things to happen to people, particularly children, and just to ask them to think about the personal aspects of it and what we can do personally.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.